Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Keep telling me about this website. Great website, folks. Information galore. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Also, you pre-register on the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You get in for the webinars and events. They had one yesterday. And we'll tell you about more coming up. More coming up. That's how you get on to these great events. You pre-register. Dow was up 338 at close yesterday. Good finish. You're over that 34,000 mark again. Futures up as we speak. 154 is about 100 points higher when we started the show. But we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on what the Federal Reserve is doing as far as maybe tapering off a bit. And also some news regarding the Chinese property Evergrande that came out about an hour ago from the Wall Street Journal. That could have ramifications in a big way on the markets today. We'll keep an eye on things. I know Craig Ferentino will, as he always does. And we see say a very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Very good, thank you. Wow, we had a busy day yesterday. The focus primarily was on Jerome Powell. Let me just finish the numbers real quick. You got some of them out there. The Dow was up 338. NASDAQ up a little more than the same percentage at 150 spot 45. We're at 14,896 on the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 up 41 points, just a little less than 1%. There was a lot of noise out there, of course, but the big talk was the Fed. It's amazing how you could talk so long and almost not say anything of concrete. I mean, basically, for those that listen to Jerome Powell or any of these Fed chairs, you know, they're in a tough place. The way they talk, it's just, they don't do anything that throws the markets off, and yet they want to say that they're doing something. And so the key here is that is really sort of biz economic speak. But basically what he was saying is that they're, let's put it this way, it's clear as mud. How's that? Basically saying, I think what the upshot was, there may be one interest rate hike in 2022, perhaps two more in 2023. They're still thinking about tapering. And the thing that people got out is that they're going to, he's going to unhinge, that's not a good word. He's going to separate interest rate hikes, the decision to hike interest rates from the decision to stop tapering, or to start tapering, to stop pumping money into the system. So he's basically saying it's going to be two separate decisions. So now that gives you, they're not going to be in tandem. And so, and he still sees, here's you want to hear some, Jay, this is so funny. The transitory inflation, everybody's saying, it was his word from several months ago, we have inflation, transitory. Transitory, meaning it's not going to be here forever. It's going to fade very quickly. It was just opening the economy. The transitory inflation will be here a little longer. Okay. So anyway, so if you, whatever you make from that, whatever your listeners make from that, give me a call if you know a little more than I do. But certainly that's what we got. So with that news, the equity market's climbed higher, and the Fed digested, investors digested the FOMC statement, which is what we were just talking about. And they were saying that the GDP growth outlook went from 7% to 5.9%, so that's coming down. And a couple of other things are projections for years out still remain intact. And the other thing is that we're also looking at some other stock market news, which is where we need to go because it wasn't very clear yesterday. We had FedEx down a little bit yesterday, UPS, and we had some other groups. We still have the oil at 71.75. Natural gas came to under $5 a barrel. And then you mentioned the other the elephant in the room. There's a couple of them. there's this negotiation on the debt ceiling, which is really the one party's only chance. You got to realize that, that there's two pieces. There's this first bill that's bipartisan. That's, I don't know what it's certain names for them. It's about $1.3 trillion. And then there's the one that they go, that's just the monopartisan. Generally, when you have a monopartisan bill, they usually have a large majority in Congress. You know, they have several. The one party wins the election by, you know, 25, 30 seats. And the few times that they've run the monopartisan one party bills through Congress is when they had huge majorities. So now they only have, in the House, they only have a 3 or 4 seat majority, depending on where things are. And that's a very, very thin majority, and to run like the most massive spending bill is going through. So on the thinnest of majority. So now the pressure is on to get the other party that wasn't a party to the negotiation, the other political party, or the Republicans will say, to allow them. They need them for the debt ceiling increase. So now the fear mongering is out, and we're going to lose everything. We're going to shut down the government. You'll hear it. It's going to get heavier. It's still in the negotiations part right now, but it's going to get heavier as this month goes on. Which the only reason I'm telling you this is because it's going to affect the markets at some point. There's going to be, and then you'll start to see some either people cave on one side or the other. We'll see how strong each side is. So that's going to be the big play going into the next few months, because that is a lot of money. And that will affect taxation of businesses, and will affect taxation of individuals. And finally, I just want to say we had a huge turnout, Jay, on our presentation, Ferentino 15, yesterday. It was about Social Security and the potential latest changes to Social Security in terms of the statement by the Social Security trustees, which basically stated that at the current rates of people putting money into Social Security, the Social Security Trust Fund will not be able to pay the people starting in 2033 all the benefits that they were promised. So that number, this is 2021, it says 2033. The difference between 2021 and 2033 is 12 years. Now, when the trustees wrote the letter in 2005, the difference, they said, it was in 2005, they said, if at the current crediting rates, this would be depleted in 2041. Well, 2005, 41, that's 36 years. Now we've gone from a 36-year time to when it's going to reduce paying its benefits to now a 12-year time window when it's going to reduce paying its benefits. We had a huge turnout on the call. My staff says we got to do it again, so we'll let you know when that's going to be put on the calendar. But certainly we'll have something in October for that. Very, very important. And to what you can do today, if we're not going to depend on Social Security in some ways, that we could also protect our taxation. So very, very important call. We'll do it again, Ferentino 15, Social Security. We do have some others next week, which I'll announce next week.
Man, I'll tell you, that's scary stuff, though, right, with the Social Security. I'll tell you another one. Keep an eye on this Evergrande deal, because Chinese authorities are asking some of the local governments there to prepare for the potential downfall. So they're actually acknowledging this now. We haven't seen that of the China Evergrande Group, and maybe a signal of reluctance, Craig, to bail out the property developer. And listen, it's about the economic and the social fallout as far as what comes about of this, but that could have some effects as far as how our markets do today. We saw what happened when we had that 600-plus point drop. A lot of it, the focus on Evergrande. Now you have acknowledgement here. Wow. Who knows what could happen today, you know? Could be something. Could be something.
Yeah, well, if again, we'll see how strong. We'll see what China does. They're going to let China's going to let that company possibly default. And even if it avoids defaulting today for a portion of their debt, the situation is just not getting better unless the government steps in. So it's one of those things that their government's got to step in to bail them out if they're going to do it. But don't know if that's going to be the case. So we'll see how this plays out. What's the effect on us consumers and people? Well, it's going to have a major effect, and we'll start to... We may see that out there. We certainly saw the market sell off the other day, and we may see some more volatility. Again, we're in September, so we'll see how this all plays out, but it is certainly a concern.
We'll keep an eye on things. You will as well. We look forward to having you back with us on a Friday morning, my friend. Stay well. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.